St. Sebastian, woodblock print. St. Sebastian is believed to have been martyred around AD 288, during a period of Roman persecution of Christians. This print and woodblock shows him tied to a tree, his body pierced by 5 arrows, with archers standing on either side. Although he recovered from this particular ordeal, he was subsequently clubbed to death and his body thrown in a sewer. Not surprisingly, perhaps, artists preferred to depict him tree-bound, usually stripped of armour and shot with arrows, as in this 19th-century print taken from this 15th-century woodblock. From the 15th century onwards, St. Sebastian was increasingly and frequently depicted as a paragon of male beauty, with a toned body, often oblivious to the pain caused by his martyrdom. St. Sebastian was the patron saint of plague victims. His idealised, nearly nude, healthy body emphasised his role as protector against the plague, resisting the effects of pestilence symbolised by the arrows. The Italian artist and writer Giorgio Vasari recorded that images of St. Sebastian provoked inappropriate thoughts and feelings amongst female churchgoers, but he could equally have said the same of men. In more recent times, St. Sebastian has become a gay icon. The playwright Oscar Wilde owned a Guido Reni painting of St. Sebastian and described him as a lovely brown boy with crisp, clustering hair and red lips. Wilde adopted Sebastian as his first name when he went into exile following his release from Reading Jail, where he had served a sentence after a conviction for gross indecency. St. Sebastian features in Yukio Mishima's novel Confessions of a Mask, 1949. For Mishima, St. Sebastian's martyrdom symbolised the erotic pleasure of pain. In Confessions of a Mask, the main character, a lightly disguised author, is aroused by a reproduction of a painting of Sebastian. More recently, St. Sebastian inspired Derek Jarman's film Sebastiani, 1976, that explored the relationship between sexual and spiritual ecstasy. The now famous imagery of the saint, stripped, tied and shot with arrows, that Wilde, Mishima, Jarman and many others have responded to, developed during the late medieval period and the Renaissance. More recently, the saint has even appeared on the front cover of a gay magazine. So now it's perhaps difficult to see this tragic image without also considering his transformation into something of a tormented pin-up.